Hello, everybody. Today's date is April 30th, 2020. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today, I just wanted to talk about something really quick. So I've been volunteering, as I believe I mentioned in my last podcast. And I have to say, I know this is a really bad virus and many, many bad things have happened out of this. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the good that's also happened out of this. People have now shown their true colors, come forward to help others that they probably never even thought about helping before. People are donating and volunteering their time, money, and they're just being really nice people. And I can promise you the people that are volunteering are sweating every day when they wear those masks. It's really, really hard. And when you have those visors over you, those, plastic things you've seen when people are taking, you know, doing the actual COVID-19 test, you see them wearing those visors. Those make it even harder. There are people out there every single day wearing those and volunteering or working with these, things on. Also, I want to say that, you know, people are really moving fast, moving food that are coming in, lifting heavy things, making sure that everything gets done, packing bags quickly so that when the people come for their food, that their food is ready for them. They're giving their time and their effort to do this, as well as, of course, in the hospitals, people who are answering the phones. People who are going door to door delivering things or asking people if they're okay. So these are the nice things that came out of this virus. I know it's not a good way of doing it, but we see it a lot of times when there's something bad happening, people tend to put their best foot forward. The other thing I want to talk about, this is actually to do with me and nobody else. Or maybe, I don't know. But I'm a Catholic, right? But I don't walk in a church and I do not pray in a church. Like, I pray and I'm very spiritual, as you hear most of my podcast. You'll hear me talk about God and the better things that people do. I believe in everything. It's not that I don't. It's just not my way of doing it. Well, here's a funny thing about me. About 8 years ago or 9 years ago, when I first started working at Evolve Fitness, which was one of my best jobs ever. I met so many nice people. One of my friends that I met was extremely religious. And I don't mean Catholic religious. I want to say he was Baptist. And he became one of my best friends, like almost instantaneously. And it's just funny that once again, I got another job in 2014. And my other best friend came out of that job. She is born again Christian. And again, as I told you, I started volunteering for a church. And these people are nothing but the salt of the earth in my eyes. The lady who runs it, the people who work with her and work very hard. And these people are members of this church who are also volunteering their time after working a hard day. They come back at night to volunteer, you know, for the food bank. And I have to say it's kind of comical to me because I'm the one who always says I'm not that religious. Yet everybody who surrounds me is pretty much very religious. So I guess I should say that it's not that I'm not religious. I just don't practice it in the same way. And as well as my boyfriend. He's from Morocco, so he's Muslim. He's very serious about his religion as well. And I think it's great. And the reason why I talk about this is because I want everybody to know, you know, even though you don't practice it the way that people maybe talk around you, or are around you, it doesn't mean that you're not spiritual. Because every day I pray more than probably most people. I pray when somebody's hurt, I feel it. People who I don't even know, I've done things. I'll give you a perfect example, okay? When I first started working at the gym, or maybe it was my first year, second year, who knows? I had worked another job before this particular day. I was working for the cruise lines. And I went to work later on, and this girl came in for, I think, a membership. I don't even remember. But all I remember was her being in pain. Never met the girl before in my life. And I could see in her eyes that she was in pain. And I said to her, I said, "Are you okay?" She goes, "Oh, I just got back from this job interview. I had to walk all these blocks. I had to wear these fancy shoes. They're killing my feet. I got blisters all over my feet." You know what I did? Because I worked two jobs back to back, I used to have sneakers, sandals, whatever in my car. So that I always had a backup because I forget all the time. And I said, "You know what? Wait right there." And I got a pair of sneakers for her. And I said, "Here, put these on." She goes, "But I may not come back to give it back." I said, "You know what? You not being in pain anymore, that's all I need. I don't need them back. I can get stuff. I work. I can go out and buy another pair of sneakers if I need it that bad." I said, "But right now, you need it. And I would not feel good if you walked out the store in that pain." You know how good that made me feel? And also, I'm going to tell you another time that recently just happened to go with this pandemic. So I work Uber and Lyft. And, you know, I was thinking, well, I'm not in work now. I'm not going to be getting paid. I have to make some extra money. And then my parents told me, you know, they really didn't want me doing it because, you know, the risk of me getting sick, you know, carrying these germs, if somebody comes in with the virus, I could get it. And I said, "Well, that makes sense." So I didn't do it. Worried. I was worried because I didn't have money. But I said, "You know what? I'm going to listen." Not that I always listen, but this time I did. Later on that day, I had to go to the bank to go put money in a different account. And this lady I see walking around aimlessly looking frustrated. And then she comes up to my car. I didn't even have a chance to get out. And she was asking me where we were. So, of course, I told her. And then I was watching her expression. I was saying, something's not right. So then I said to her, I said, "Are you on the phone with your daughter? Like, are you okay? What's going on?" She was like, "I don't know what to do. I have to get on a plane and I can't get to the airport. There's no cabs. There's no nothing." And I took a step back in my head and I said, "Virus. You know what? Screw it. I don't care. I'll get the virus. This lady is not going to be without a plane." I said, "You know what?" I showed her my stickers that I work for Uber and Lyft. Not that I charged her. It wasn't like that at all. I just wanted to get her there safely. I said, "You know what? Please get your bags. Get in my car. I'm going to take you to the airport. I promise you." I said, "Let's go." And you know what? I felt like $1 million after doing that. And these are just small examples. I mean, I do nice things constantly. I don't even have to know you. I mean, for me, it makes me feel good to do nice things. So I may not walk into church, getting back to the point. I may not walk into a church and pray, but I do very nice things. I worship the ground that God walks on. I love nature. I love people. I love the environment. I love animals. I love the plants. I love the trees. I love flowers. I love everything. So that's what I'm going to leave off with. Okay, I'm sorry I haven't done the podcast in a while. I'm sure you're sorry you're going to be listening to this. It's so long. But just get the point that I'm trying to say. You can still love God. You can still do what you do. You can pray in your way. But remember, stay close to God and stay close to family and stay close to friends and stay close to kindness. I leave you on that note. Have an amazing day. Bye.